It struck me this morning that we're not just marking the anniversary of 9/11. We're also coming close to a generation since it happened. So for many of us, the day has that you know where you were when it happened quality to it. And for many others, we don't remember the day because we were either so young or not even born. Yeah, think about that. The world's Amulya Shankar was in elementary school at the time. So what is your memory of 9/11, Amulya?
I think my memory was a little different than most people my age because I happened to have a dentist appointment that morning. And my dad was driving me in a little late, and I was chattering away about something, and I distinctly remember him, like, shushing me and turning on the radio, like, leaning in. I think he pulled over at one point. So I knew something big was going on, and I remember hearing the words, like, plane crashing, and I remember looking up at the sky because I thought he was so concerned because something was near us. And we went to school, and everyone was panicked. Nothing happened that day. That night, my parents hate television, mostly, but they had it on all night, and they were watching the footage over and over, so I knew something big had happened.
Right. Well, you lived outside at the time of Philadelphia, so physically you were not that far away, were you?
Yeah, but I had no sense of it at the time. I remember my parents' reactions more than anything. I remember, like, each new piece of information, my parents' reaction, we're going to war, first Afghanistan, then Iraq, then weapons of mass destruction. I remember that phrase heard over and over and over. And by the time of the 2004 election, that was when I really had a sense of, oh, this may not end. Like, I'm going to be hearing about this for a really long time.
Right. This was a narrative that had a beginning and a middle, still not an end. Now, someone you know really well was not yet born on September 11, 2001. That'd be your sister.
Yeah, Chaitra was born 2 months after 9/11. And I know for me, there was a very distinct before and after 9/11. But for her, since she was born afterwards, she had a very different experience. 9/11 was very much a thing that she heard about from us, her family, and through textbooks in history class. I was talking to her the other day, and she said she never really knew the reasons 9/11 happened or what had happened necessarily until she was taught it in a timeline format in history class. But she always knew it was a really big deal because of the way people talked about it. She said people got sort of somber, and that day in school would be reserved for looking back and having a moment of silence. So I thought we'd talk to her, and she can put it in her own words.
All right, let's give her a call.
Hi, Chaitra.
Hi, Chaitra. This is Marco Werman here in Boston.
Hello.
So I'm glad you took a little break from your classes today just to speak with us. Do you remember when you started learning about 9/11 in school?
I learned about it in seventh grade by watching a video, like a really emotional video on it. It had people who lost their family members talking, so it made me feel very empathetic towards them.
Chaitra, can you describe what you learned? What did you learn about what actually happened that day?
I learned that it was an Islamic terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and it was a terrorist plane that crashed into the Twin Towers, and I learned that people died that day many ways, jumping off buildings, and also the building set on fire, so it slowly burned down to the ground. We usually learn about it in history class. We briefly go over what the event is, and since seventh grade, we watched some sort of video or saw pictures of the event.
Yeah, I'm curious, how do other kids in the classroom react during these videos? Does it feel like it's something that has to happen because it's 9/11? Do people pay attention?
During those videos, I think it really grabs everyone's attention. It not only like grabs their attention, it also makes even like the people who usually don't want to pay attention, they still see it and like are shocked that such an event happened, and it grabs their attention.
I want to ask both you and Amulya something, because after 9/11, there were many incidents of racial aggression, targeting of Muslims, of people assumed to be Muslim. You're Indian Americans. Did 9/11 become personal for both of you?
I distinctly remember there being a before and after. My parents, like you said, are Indian. They have accents. the way people treated them definitely changed in the first couple years after 9/11. So seeing that was different. And for myself, there was a definite uptick in questions like, where are you from? Where are you really from? People would ask if I was Muslim, that kind of thing. So yeah, I was definitely more aware, and I felt like I had to be aware. I just had to have more knowledge in order to explain to people who I was in relation to 9/11. I don't know if you remember this, Chaitra, but I remember a conversation we had once. Somebody asked you if you were Muslim, and I remember explaining Islamophobia to you because you were confused as to why they were asking that at all, because you thought of 9/11 as something that terrorists did, not something that Muslims did. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but yeah, it really still does confuse me.
What more would you like to know about 9/11, Chaitra, that you feel like there are blanks that you want to fill in?
The bigger picture instead of like the little details of it and the aftermath of it. I want to be able to see more points of view on the subject.
So there you have it, a younger generation born after 9/11 trying to make sense of the event growing up and now starting to see the big picture but hungry for more information. That was Chaitra Shankar taking a break from her 10th grade classes today. We also heard from the world's Amulya Shankar, Chaitra's older sister.